TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump is making headlines for his comments made during a press conference after touring a Florida detention center for unauthorized immigrants. Trump is now suggesting that American citizens who commit crimes ought to be deported.
They're not new to our country. They're old to our country. Many of them were born in our country. I think we ought to get them the hell out of here, too. You want to know the truth. So maybe that'll be the next job that we'll work on together.
Trump's comments come on the heels of a Supreme Court decision that could partially allow the end of birthright citizenship in the United States, a precedent since the 1800s. A Morris County man wearing a mask is charged with robbing a Dover deli on Saturday. The prosecutor's office says Dwayne Brown, who lives in Wharton, pointed a gun at a customer and two clerks demanding money. He made off with $360 from the Richards Avenue deli. Brown was arrested the next day and will be in court tomorrow for a detention hearing. And authorities are announcing 8 arrests in a prostitution ring in Trenton and Camden. Investigators found 5 brothels and 15 survivors who were lured with false promises of other jobs. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plotkin says the women could not simply leave.
The women were not allowed to leave the houses where they were kept once they were there. In one instance, a woman who wanted to leave was told she could not because she owed one of the defendants $35,000 for bringing her into the United States.
Officials say the women were trafficked from Central and South America. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. President Donald Trump announced that a trade deal has been reached with Vietnam. Following weeks of diplomacy, a 20% tariff will be placed on Vietnamese exports to the U.S. with a 40% levy on any goods deemed to be transshipped through the country. Trump said that Vietnam also agreed to drop all levies on American imports. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down around 10 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how's the weather looking today and for the next few days? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to turn out mainly clear as we head through tonight. It will be still a bit of a muggy night. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with a late day or early evening thunderstorm in spots. Any of those storms could contain some strong gusty winds. A high near 90 tomorrow. Clearing later tomorrow night with a low between 60 and 65. And overall, the weather looking pretty good throughout the holiday weekend, especially on Friday for the 4th of July. Just a beautiful day with sunshine and low humidity. Highs will be in the low 80s. Sunshine and some clouds mixed in on Saturday. Still not that humid with highs running in the mid to upper 80s. And then highs will be closer to 90, maybe a touch more humidity on Sunday with sun and some clouds. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
83 in Andover, 82 Monroe, 85 Seaside Heights. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Nope. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5.
Yeah.
Join the conversation.